You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is transmission of light? In the 1950s, a British engineer, Alastair Pilkington, of the British glass production company called Pilkington, invented a new way to make plate glass. It involved floating a layer of molten glass on top of a layer of molten tin. Up to this point, a sheet of glass had to be ground and polished. This was labor intense, expensive, took time. The glass wasn't always uniform in thickness. Pilkington's floating glass technique was faster, less expensive to make, and because the entire pane was the same thickness, the optical properties of this glass were really high. Transmission is the term, the property, for light to pass through a material. As you know, glass is clear. You can look outside and see a tree, or look inside a house and see a person. This physical property of glass is known as transparency. Sure, some of the light will strike the surface, which can be shiny, and reflect off, but with transparency, nearly all transmits through. Light enters, transmits through a material, like glass or water or plastic, and passes through to the other side. The more light that transmits through, the more transparent it is. You've probably seen clear materials like plastic or glass that have color. Specific chemicals are added to create certain colors. Sometimes the material is designed to reflect light of a particular wavelength so that it has a particular color. For example, a sheet of color tracing paper, let's say green. It's somewhat transparent. You can partially see through it. The term for this is translucent. The translucent paper has chemicals called pigments in it. The pigments are designed to absorb all wavelengths of white light except green, which is reflected, so it looks green. And sometimes the material is designed to absorb light of a particular color and let other colors transmit through. For example, glass has chemicals called metal oxides for color. These chemicals absorb certain wavelengths of white light and let other colors transmit through. The really deep color blue, for example, is due to cobalt. And finally, if light can't pass through it at all, it's not transparent or translucent, it's called opaque. Try this activity at home with your family. Go to a craft store and buy some glass beads, some clear and some with color. Pour clear, colorless baby oil into a clear, colorless drinking glass. Then add your beads. The clear ones will disappear because they have the same optical properties of light transmission as the baby oil. Well, we've just learned about transmission of light. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday afternoon matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.